"What a terrible day," said Joe, after they had cleared everything away. Mrs. March returned home later. "Have you enjoyed your week of all play and no work, girls? Or do you want another week of it?" she said.
"I don't," said Joe. "Nor do I," shouted the others.
"Mother, did you go out and leave us just to see how we would manage?" asked Meg.
"Yes," said Mrs. March. "I wanted you to see that being comfortable depends on us all helping each other, and not just thinking of ourselves. Isn't it better to have time for play and time for work, and to make each day useful and enjoyable?"
"Oh, it is, Mother, it is," said the girls.
Some days later, all four girls went on a picnic with Laurie and his tutor, Mr. Brooke, and some other young people. Sally Gardner and her English friend, Miss Kate Vaughan, were among them. It was a sunny day, and they had their picnic on a hill under some trees. After the meal, most of the young ladies and gentlemen played games, but Miss Kate sat under a tree and began to draw. Meg watched while Mr. Brooke lay on the grass beside her, with a book, which he did not read.